This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the United States Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thank you for helping keep America rolling along. Also, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done, as well as the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel where it needs to go. And let's not forget about the Amazon warehouse people and those drivers, too, that are out there delivering stuff all over the countryside. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. And don't forget, you can find us on Getter, on Truth Social, and on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different stuff we got going on. In the meantime, joining us right now from Tallahassee, he's up there, he's a Tallahassee resident today. It would be none other than retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel. Yay. Yay. Yippee-i-yo, Carl Patty. All right, what's going on up here?
Well, this is day one. I arrived early, a day earlier than I did last time, but this is the first of 2 days every year, early in the session, whenever the session runs. We've got about 70 folks from the Republican Liberty Caucus from across the state of Florida, and we're going to be lobbying, talking to our Florida state senators and representatives. Because what we hope to do is to make our legislative priorities their priorities, to applaud them where things are going well, but we got some things that need attention here early enough in the session to hopefully that we can have some effect. So we're looking forward to that. It's always lively. We always learn a lot. We hope to actually educate some of our legislators, too, as to what folks are thinking out there so they can do the people's will.
You got to educate them about the banking system?
Well, I think here in the state legislature, that won't be. I think if we were to make a trip to Congress, we might. Although we do have some folks that are speaking out there and a little bit too late on many accounts. You know, it's kind of funny. I teach homeschool kids every Wednesday. And in my American history class, we just finished a block where we talked about the Great Depression and the Great Collapse. The collapse of the stock market, which led to the, in part to the Great Depression. And some of the, there's a lot of things different in the world, but a lot of the parallels are scary as to what we see and very worrisome. It's almost like we, and, of course, the current Biden administration, we don't apply many of the lessons learned from history very well, do we?
No, we don't. Who knows, right?
That's right.
Now, that being said, we do know that our president is scrambling, trying to make some sense out of this. And by the way, not take responsibility again for any of this. Biden, of course, has scrambled to avert the banking crisis and the dreaded word bailouts. Remember, we're not going to pay for this. That's not going to be us. We're not going to have to pay for this.
Well, you know, the stunning thing was, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day prior, he actually made a statement, which is no surprise at this point. He says he was trying to blame Trump for saying that he opened up too much for the banking industry, which is sheer and total nonsense. There's absolutely no relationship. In fact, there's far more relationship to the failure here and the potential problems in other banks, major banks in the United States, to far-left progressive policies than there ever was to allowing any semblance of a free enterprise and free markets to govern things. In fact, if American capitalism was governing the way that we manage money and finances, we wouldn't have had this problem. Quite the reverse. Mm-hmm. So that's stunning.
Yep, absolutely. And I can tell you that it looks like as if we probably are going to wind up with some more information about another bank or so.
Well, Captain, I think what has happened is that, you know, the woke folks that were spending the money and investors in the bank that's failing or failed, I think that they are, of course, are filing suits and all that, rightfully so, because they says, hey, show me the money, and there's no money to be shown. But I think that what it's done is it's we got other investors in other banks that are all of a sudden starting to pay more attention, say, hey, I wonder how my bank is managing the money that I've invested here. And, I mean, the good news, if there is any good news, is most investors in this bank were largely ones that got what they asked for. And not as many, although there are a few, of, you know, Joe and Jill Smoes like you and I, that are going to be as hurt by that, but on the fringes, that's possible. And so that's what we got to worry about.
Okay, my friend, hang in there. I'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. I'll tell you what, we shall be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Alrighty, and before we get back to Lieutenant Colonel retired U.S. Army Kevin Wright, I want to tell you this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, you can find more about them online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Go to that website, check out the website, and check out where the dealers are, the dealerships are. Now, they've got one store in Crystal River. They've got the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. They've got two stores side by side here in Tampa on Florida Avenue, a Nissan and an Acura dealership. And then the brand new one is the Nissan dealership up in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of, the Suncoast Expressway up there, and it'll be on the right side about 150 feet in. You'll see them, the big flagpole and all that stuff. And check them out. Go up there, have a cup of coffee. Maybe you need to get your oil changed. Maybe you just want to see what's going on. One of the most high-tech and just fancy auto places you've ever been to. And they are wheeler-dealing the cars out the door, I'll tell you that right now. They are absolutely wheeler-dealing the way. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Okay, back to our pal, and that would be retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And Colonel, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day up there. I know you'd rather be sleeping probably, right?
Oh, Captain, I don't sleep anymore. Hey, the alarm actually did wake me up this morning, and that doesn't happen often. Usually I trigger. I don't think I'll go to my grave with that internal alarm clock, so hey, I can't think of anything better to do other than drinking my coffee and being with you on America's Third Watch.
Well, the people appreciate it, and I appreciate you, so there you go. By the way, we had the largest single fatality day in the Ukraine day before, where Russia lost 1,090 of their military in the battle in Bakhmut.
And that's probably true. That's a Ukrainian report, and neither side is really reporting their own casualties. So we don't know what the Ukrainian loss is, but it does look like, you know, Bakhmut has become, strategically, it's not much meaning, but Bakhmut has become a symbol. It has become a microcosm of the entire now more than a year-long conflict following the Russian invasion of Ukraine, I'm not so sure there's going to be winners or losers in this thing. Everybody's going to lose. However, it looks like one winner might be China. We're in an odd position where we actually rightfully have to applaud Xi for setting up a meeting with Zelensky. That's actually a good thing. Because on our front, we have done such an abysmal job of managing this that we have absolutely refused to do what is the right thing to try to encourage Zelensky and Russia and Putin to go to the negotiating table, because this is not a win-win. And it's a loss for us, too, because the longer that war goes on, the greater the advantage it plays not only to China but to Russia. That's the irony of it. The more aid we give, the more we keep this war protracted, the less is good for us, and the more our national security is harmed, and we cannot pay attention to the things that are really important, like our greatest national security threat, which, of course, is China, right up there with our poorest borders, north and south.
Now, the United States plans on sending 3 nuclear attack subs to Australia. Meanwhile, Australia is going to be producing a brand new submarine filled with all kinds of American tech. What's going on there? Are we getting ready for China?
Well, that clearly is getting ready for China. And that's the oddest thing. You know, Australia and New Zealand, folks that we could count on the past, the erstwhile allies and all that. But we've had some issues with them because, especially during COVID and all that, revealed that, and they elected some officials in those countries that just were not the same kind of folks that we were accustomed to dealing with in the right way. But maybe it's like what you talked about earlier in the program where, you know, folks are actually waking up instead of being woke and waking up to the genuine real threats to things, and they're saying, wait a minute, we need to do the right thing. We'll see. We're putting ourselves in a position where we're reaching out and providing defenses to allies and all that, where we're very slow and reluctant to do the things that we need to do for us. And, like I said, we just gotta hope. This is the most failed administration, not in our lifetime, but in a century or more when it comes to international affairs. The writing is on the wall, and 2024 cannot come soon enough for us and for the world.
Mm. Now, we do know that we have I just realized I got a caller on the line here. Let me take this caller because I'll see him for lunch today, and I don't want him to get mad. Okay, Bagman, Bob, I forgot all about you.
I was wondering when you were going to remember. Anyway, do you think that China or Xi, do you think the Ukrainian president is going to ask China for arms too, and would they supply them? All right, that's it, Captain.
You know, that's a good question, Colonel, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, that would be an irony. I would be surprised by that. I think it's going to be a different nature. That I think China's interest is that they can come out of this thing as being the broker. Russia, Ukraine are up in arms, and the United States has failed to show any leadership right here. If they can do that, that's where they will gain. Of course, And Zelensky, of course, I know will argue quite forcibly about Syria, because he'll take arms from anywhere that he can get them. But I'm not so sure that that's going to be forthcoming. And if it happens, it'll be quite a bit on the sly. So I doubt that will happen. I don't think that's necessarily the Chinese advantage, because listen, China and Russia, they're two different folks. But right now, their common interest with us being the common enemy right now it doesn't play into them providing a whole lot of military aid to Zelensky. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. I'm not so sure that they'll be honest when they come out and talk publicly about what they say in private. But, boy, I'd pay anything to be a fly on the wall in that conversation.
Well, all of a sudden, Space Force is starting to become a little bit more involved in the thing, scheme of things. The fiscal year 2024 budget includes offensive options for space. Just exactly what do you suppose that means?
Man, I look back and you remember when President Ronald Reagan was made fun of for daring to think about this kind of forward-thinking thing, and here we are right now. I don't know. I the Space Force to me, and I keep up with the military, of course, is something that evolved quite a bit after I retired from the military, so I haven't had an inside track on that, but we're certainly following with great interest about what the purpose would be. It's something that definitely needs attention. So I don't know what Drudge is for. I don't know any more than anybody else. I'm not an expert on much of anything, if anything, it's definitely it's something not to be ignored and needs attention, because that is looking beyond if we can survive all the conventional threats that are facing us in the short term, long term, that is where the future lies. I'm absolutely certain of that.
Will you be able to stick around for another segment, or do you need to go?
I don't need to go, Captain. All I need to do is refill my cup of Joe.
Okay, now I'm going to mention something, because we'll talk about this on the other side of the break here. Governor Ron DeSantis lately, some of the pictures when they start talking about Trump, there's no more smiley face on Governor Ron, and Jeff just pointed out in the chat room by saying that it looks like as if Governor Ron not smiling, think Trump.
That's interesting. Well, clearly, the stage is being set, and I think sooner or later, maybe either late May, maybe as late as June, of course, the governor is going to make his announcement, and it's already pretty much understood. I'm most interested in the questionnaire that was handed out by Tucker Carlson to the 2024 hopefuls and the similarities in the reaction between Trump and DeSantis on that questionnaire.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought, sir. Folks, we'll be right back with more with our guest, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. The Biden administration announced it has approved ConocoPhillips' Willow Oil Project, located on a portion of Alaska's North Slope. The work is estimated to produce about 576 million barrels of oil over 30 years. President Biden said former President Jimmy Carter asked him to deliver his eulogy after he passes. Biden mistakenly made the comment in front of 40 people during a Democrat National Committee fundraiser in Rancho Santa Fe, California, yesterday. The Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against Rite Aid yesterday, accusing the pharmacy chain of knowingly filling unlawful prescriptions for controlled substances, including opioids. The complaint claims from May of 2014 to June of 2019, Rite Aid filled hundreds of thousands of prescriptions that were medically unnecessary. Today is National Pi Day 3.14. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with retired Army, United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, Dawn and Company, and talked to Dawn yesterday, and she was having a good day, and we appreciate that very much, even though they'd had some rotten weather for the past few days up there in Minnesota. But MyPillow.com is the website to go to, and when you're over there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Open up that little window, that door. Use the promo code CAPTAIN and shop till you drop. For example, they have slippers for $25 a pair right now. You save over $100 on those nice slippers. Over $100 you save right now. Unbelievable, huh? Now, you can also go to MyPillow.com and get some tremendous deals on the pillows, buy one, get one. Yep, the brand new pillow, the 2.0, nice and cool and comfortable, even more so than the original one. But the pillows, the towels, the sheets, the slippers, the blankets, the bedspreads, the pajamas, all of that, take advantage of it. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And their phone number, if you want to call and speak to a live person, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel, and thanks for sticking around.
Good morning, Captain. Happy to.
Now, again, there may be another bank
in the offing that may be going under. Now, I'm not going to mention who it is because I don't want to start speculation when it's merely a report that's out there that was mentioned in a chat room amongst a bunch of financial people, and Chris Markowski pointed it out to me, but even he didn't say it on the air, so we'll wait and see if it's indeed the real deal, because this is another foreign bank that's in the United States, so we'll see what happens. Now, in a memo to the agency in New York City, the budget director said that the city is going to pay up to 15% more for jobs with troublesome turnover, and that his office will respond within 10 business days to standard hiring requests. Now, they're obviously talking about paying a lot more money than what they need to for some of these jobs that they need to have for city government. I don't know if that's a good idea, a bad idea, or what the deal is. What do you think?
Anytime that you're talking about employment, because, you know, the payment of government employees is not driven by the free market.
Nope.
It's not driven by supply and demand. And so invariably, you end up paying too much for the jobs that are least needed and least useful, and probably underpaying the most useful jobs because of what they serve. So I'm sorry. I have a hard time being optimistic of any time that you're talking about the government working and manufacturing what the salaries and what the payments are going to be for any kind of services provided for the government, because it's almost invariably not what it is worth to Americans.
Well, if you want to give the money to somebody in government, give it to the city government, give it to the police officers and the firemen and the EMS people.
That's, you know, in the state of Florida, that's what we did. We had a budget surplus because we managed our money pretty good.
Yep.
And then, even though we had one of the largest budgets, much of that went, we actually, Governor DeSantis, we managed to increase the pay, not just for teachers, but also for our first responders, just as you described. So, where that can happen and where it's required, absolutely. I mean, government employees, I don't want to say, hey, don't pay them anything. They got to be paid, particularly those that are providing, you know, the essential services that we expect out of government, like the police and the firefighters. So, yeah, amen to that. No argument.
No argument at all. You are right, especially when you make that 911 call and you're waiting on them.
Precisely.
Yep. Now, the defense budget is nearing $1 trillion with China in mind. China's defense budget is to the moon. I think Russia's even spending more money. When are we going to stop this, this just throwing money to see if it sticks up against the wall stuff?
Well, maybe after 2024, because it's not going to happen in this administration ever. Mm-hmm. It just ain't going to happen. It's not a part of their fabric of being. They can't do that. But that's what we do. We do it on the international. We do it in domestic policy. We simply throw money, and it's not even like former Democratic president administrations have at least been very open and focused about saying, okay, this is where priorities. Even Obama, I mean, it was wrong. It was misspent. It contributed to the our now $30-plus trillion debt, which the piper's going to have to be paid eventually for. But here it's so willy-nilly. And it makes absolutely no sense in what we do. It's like burning money. I might as well open up my wallet right now and take out my lighter and set fire to my money, because that's about the amount of use that we're doing right now. So I don't know. It's like what we're coming to realize. We have a spending problem. We have a spending problem. We don't have a tax problem. We have a spending problem. And we got to do some things. We got to wake up to that. Republicans, too. We've contributed to this for decades, to the spending problem that we have, and there's some hard choices that got to be made, because the piper's got to be paid, and we're going to have to make some hard choices, and they get harder as every year passes if we do not wake up to this and we just keep handing it to our sons and daughters and our grandsons and granddaughters. Stop it.
Yeah, you're right. Now, for most people, they say money actually can buy happiness. Really?
Well, I got a certain price. Somebody can make me an offer and see how happy. I'm kidding.
I knew that was coming. No, no, really. I mean, you know, this is what we turned ourselves into right now.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And because, you know, these are problems that are beyond the government to fix, and that's societal problems. We are really a generations now at risk because we really don't know what happiness is and what generally brings happiness. We're always in search of things. And, of course, the left has confused that considerably by saying, indicating what happiness can be. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's playing to our baser instincts and things like that. And then we get surprised when, the emotional issues, the suicides and stuff like that amongst those groups that are being fed this malarkey go on the rise. And, hey, it's pretty damn simple. You know, the things that make human beings happy hasn't changed since humans inhabited the earth. We just need to get back to that. And it's got a certain Judeo-Christian basis for it, does it not?
Yeah.
And that's what we need to talk about. And that is the real awakening, where people realize that, hey, you are your own selector of what happiness comes, and it's external to you, and nobody's going to give it to you.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you're right. As I said, unfortunately, you're right.
Yeah, Captain, we talk this all the time, and it's always the subtext of all the issues and all the details that we talk about in the short and the midterm. But, yeah, long term, we got certain things. And the government's not going to fix the societal problems. We, the people, got to get on top of that. And we've got to be empowered to do that. We got to quit relying on government to fix our problems and to make us happy. Ain't going to happen. And Americans, Republicans, Democrats, libertarians, every political ilk has been responsible for sucking into the idea that government is the solution and they're not, period.
Well, we'll finish by saying this. The Democrats want the Dems to stop piling on people like Kamala Harris and others and to show party unity and show the candidates their love.
Okay, let's see what kind of winner that'll be. Kamala, you're right. I don't see any strength right there. They're whistling in the dark there, I do believe. And the Democrats, the smarter Democrats, realize that Kamala Harris is not the road to success in 2024. She's not the road to success in tomorrow or today,
right?
Or an hour from now.
Well, you have yourself a great day, and I hope you take no prisoners up there and get all your messages across to the politicians.
All right, Captain. You have a great day, too.
All right. Thank you very much. That's a retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright up there in Tallahassee doing some lobbying up there. So we'll wish him well, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They happen to be located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, all their shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer also. And Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the local area only. Now, you can stop by and see the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop on by the store. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345. Now, we've gone from Bidenflation to the bank crisis, right? So there you go. And, Jeff, you are right. You are absolutely spot on, Jeff, because that is the satellite
okay? And you're getting exactly what's going there, coming right to your telephone or computer or whatever it is, however you're listening. And by the way, you can go to our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on the link there where it says Listen Live, and you'll be hearing the show as it goes out to the satellite right there, if you can't hear it any other way, because I understand that there may have been some problems with some of the other stuff, whatever. All right, now, we're going to, let's see here. Well, before I go to the caller that's on the line, I want to mention that we've gone from Bidenflation. You've all heard what that's right, what that is, right? We've gone from Bidenflation to a bank crisis. And the moves by regulators on Sundays to shore up the banking sector failed to stop the panic on Monday. With shares of many banks coming under extreme pressure, KBW Bank Index, which tracks the performance of the two dozen largest banks in the U.S., was down by around 9% by midday. Now, the S&P Exchange traded fund tracking the regional banks, which also fell by 9.25%. Now, there's a clear through line from the spendthrift Biden administration policies to the current crisis. The $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan overstimulated the economy, pushing inflation up to the fastest pace in four decades. Now, excessive savings flooded the banking system, pumping banks like Silicon Valley Bank full of what we now see are flight-prone, supersized deposits when they put all that money in there above what is covered by the FDIC. And, of course, some of that money could be foreign and some of that money could be from wherever. Hollywood, I'm thinking. A lot of it coming from Hollywood. So the trickle-up of excessive savings continues. And why would you think that that would be? Why would you think that that would be a big surprise, especially in Hollywood? All right, well, we're going to have a little fun here once I get over and get my thing started here. So get ready, folks. Get ready, get set, get on your mark. We are going to see if we can tone this in. Here he comes, the man.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell McCarthy something. Okay, if I was Speaker of the House, I'd say, we're not raising taxes because Biden's sending $800 billion to Ukraine all the time, okay, where the American people need money. All right, we're lowering taxes. We're going with the Trump plan, which is lower taxes to ward off the idiocy of this White House, who doesn't know a doggone thing about anything and knows only about enriching themselves and trying to hurt the American people who they say that voted for them. No, you bunch of crooks. We're not giving you a freaking dime, okay? That's what I would be doing if I was the Speaker of the House, okay? We're not hiring 87,000 IRS members when it's Joe Biden ripping everybody up. Is the IRS going after Joe Biden and Hunter Biden? No, I don't think so, okay? So look at this. Look at our government that we're paying for. The FBI is ripping us off. Comey's a crook. Okay, the D.C. circuit, they're guilty of trespassing. Have they let them out of jail? No, they haven't. You know, I used to want to go eat at Mar-a-Lago at Donald's and get a nice steak over there with the little truck. You know, and if they did invite me over there, Donald would say, Todd, why are you sitting over there in the corner? I'd say, because I don't want to eat with all these fake phonies like Tucker Carlson and Chris Christie and all the other jokers who are going to turn on you like Judas. Okay, that's why I'm over here, because I know at the end of the day, all these people at the table are going to turn on you and be a bunch of fake, phony pieces of junk. Okay, stand up for our country. Stand up for Donald Trump, who won in a landslide and was the greatest president in American history besides Ronald Reagan. Let's get to work and save the country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who laid his life down for you and me. Peace.
All righty, Todd in Tampa, and he's always interesting. never know what he's going to say, so we just sit back and we listen to it, and I do get some comments from time to time, not all the time, but everybody has a right to be entitled to their opinion. Now, I talked about we need more ammo. That was the name of the piece. The Pentagon's $170 billion procurement request for the new fiscal year, which is focusing on replacing the munitions we've supplied to the Ukraine, as well as the weapons like long-range missiles, which would be necessary in a conflict with China. Now, this is big-time stuff. Big-time stuff with big-time ramifications. You can't keep giving away the farm to the little guys. And sooner or later, and by the way, if we're hearing correctly, and I believe we are, that the Ukrainian President Zelensky is going to have a sit-down with President Xi from China. If that's indeed accurate, and I have no reason to doubt that it's not, that could be really significant for the region. Maybe they'd be able to talk some peace. Maybe. Then again, maybe they wouldn't. But it's at least worth a try, right? It's at least worth a try. Because the way things are working out here, it's not doing what a lot of people thought was going to happen. You know, giving them all these weapons, giving them a chance to take pot shots at will at the bad guys, namely Russia and whatnot, that works to a certain degree, but not on a permanent basis. You got to sit down with these people, like them or not, and say, look, what can we do to get this back on track? And bring, if you got to bring China into the mix, bring them into the mix. But this situation is so close to being a world war, it's not funny. And everybody knows it's not going to take much. When you get down to it, everybody knows it's not going to take much to get something started. And that's not the point. The point is, I'm going to sound like Rodney Brown. Can't we all just get along? No, I know we can't. I know that people are like that. I knew there's always going to be something that's going to throw a monkey wrench in the works. All right. Let me get this out there before I say goodbye. Here it is. This is where I'm going to be today.
Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And that's what it's all about, seeing everybody and shaking hands and kissing babies and having some great food, having some great conversation.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.